Gabby turns 25, Mrs. Wilson turns 95, and an unlikely couple gets married in Vegas. Stay tuned, we are talking Young and Hungry After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She in the spotlight, and she turned my head. She run a red light. Is she bad like that? I like that. Ooh, baby, baby. I like that.
What is up, you guys? We are here for the Young and Hungry After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Second week in a row that we've just sang the entire chorus. So, like, we're already like a minute into the after show. What is up, guys? We are here. We're back. We're talking Young and Vegas, baby. Yes. Such a fun episode. Becca couldn't join us today, but I'm here with my girl, Karina.
Hey,
where can
guys.
Everybody find you on social media?
You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Okay, guys, let's get into this. This was crazy. This was awesome. I do want to say that I was actually at part of this taping. It was more like a rehearsal. I was asked by Freeform to, like, join for the day and, like,
awesome.
Hang out on the set of Young and Hungry and Baby Daddy. And we have this amazing photo.
Aww, Yolanda.
Of Yolanda and the creator, David Holden. This was on set during rehearsal, and they called me down with a few of the other people that were guests, and we got to talk to them, and this was such a fun photo, and this is, like, what she wore, because that's her costume.
Oh, she doesn't have the boots on.
Not yet. This was actually, they were filming the surprise scene, and then right after that, they filmed the scene with them, with the boots and the tote, and Elliot and Yolanda's whole thing, so that was a fun day, and I love this photo, even though, like, I don't even know what camera we were looking at, but someone sent this to me, and I was like, day made.
Yeah.
But this was a great episode.
It was so funny.
And we got the return of who?
Betty White.
Yes, we did.
My favorite.
And we also had Carl Rayner,
mm-hmm.
which was a really great addition. He is comedy legend, so funny.
I know.
And I don't know if you've kept your eye out on the Young and Hungry page, but there was some cute behind-the-scenes types of video between him and Betty, because Betty and him go back, like, way back. And so they were talking about how, you know, they knew each other through her old husband or something like that, and it was just so sweet. And I just love Betty so much.
I know, I do too. She's so funny.
Oh my gosh, me too. I love her. But let's go ahead and get into this. So Josh throws Gabby a surprise party for her 25th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's thinking, I am the best person ever. Code word waffle. Waffles. When I say waffles, everyone jump out, surprise her.
And she cries.
And she cries and she leaves.
I know.
What did you originally think was going on?
I don't know. I thought maybe she didn't like surprise parties. But then when she got to her house and she talked about everything with her mom, I was like, well, that's understandable why she wouldn't want to kind of like celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because she misses her mom so much.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Gabby is having a quarter life crisis.
Yeah, quarter life.
And her dad sends her a box that has... like the 25 for like saving 25 cents for 25 to take this big trip with her mom. And so, you know, there's all these quarters thrown in there, and you think, oh my gosh, this is so sad. This was the birthday that she was supposed to travel the world with her mom. I think it was Paris, Venice,
New York,
and New York. Yes. And it was like a big deal. They wanted to go. They were saving up ever since she was a little kid with this little globe. So she was really missing her mom, and she was, like, not only having a quarter-life crisis, but she's thinking, oh, my gosh, like, I just wish that I could... This was
go
the birthday.
Those,
that I was supposed to live it up with my mom. So it really made me realize, okay, like, she's not just being ridiculous this time. Like, there's actual meaning behind it.
And I love that they kind of got serious in this episode with her.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, oh, Gabby messes up with everything. It was something more, like, on the lines of personal.
Right.
And I like that they did that.
Me, too. I thought it was so cute, and... I mean, it was touching, and I love how Freeform does that. Like, they actually add, you know, realistic storylines as well.
Yeah.
And I think Young and Hungry and Baby Daddy do a great job incorporating those types of things in, because it makes it more realistic and more, like, it makes me, as a viewer, want to watch more, because I'm like, oh, this is, like, you know, there's real things happening in the show.
Yeah, and I like that they also put humor in it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, it's more realistic, too, where it's, like, you have to laugh about certain things, and it's nice to kind of... get it in a lighter light.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Definitely. And we finally get the return of Mrs. Wilson, Miss Betty White. I love how they incorporated her back in, and it was Gabby's birthday and also her birthday. She turned 95 on the show. And I don't remember. I believe that, like, during when they were taping this episode, Rex told me that I think Betty was having her, like, I want to say 98th birthday. Like, she actually had it on set, and they had, like, a little cake and everything, I think. I hope it's 98th, but if not, like, it was one of those days. But she was so, like, I really wanted to meet her. I was supposed to, like, go to the set as they were filming this, and it was Betty's day off. And so it was, like, her one day of the week off, and so I didn't get to meet Betty, but I got to meet most of the other cast, and it was so much fun. But, yeah, so it's her birthday as well, and she gets flowers from Bernie, which is her past lover in Vegas. You know, she was married at the time, he was married at the time, and they kissed, and they said, if we're single by 95, we've got to meet back up in this hotel suite in Vegas.
To rekindle their love.
Yes. So she's like, you know what? I got these flowers from him that were accidentally delivered to Gabby. I really want to go. So she decides that they're all going to Vegas, and she decides to drive. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that?
I loved the line where she was like, just where Gabby said, just because you're 95 doesn't mean you had to drive at 95. I was like, oh my God.
I know.
And she didn't even have her license, though. That's the craziest part.
And she was talking about what she wanted to do to, like, pay off the cop.
Yeah.
And
I was like, oh, buddy.
Girl. She's so funny because she's one of those older ladies that loves to just, like, she has so many innuendos and, like, dirty things that she says. And I'm like, I would not expect you to say that. Oh, she's so funny. But, yeah, so she kind of gets them into a bind. They need gas, and they don't have money, and then Betty's over there eating corn dogs.
I know.
And so, like, they're racking up their bill, and so they finally decide, okay, I'm going to have to break into my mom and I's trip fund and get the quarters out. And I think they only had, like, $375 or something in there. And I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, out of the 15, or what, she started making the piggy bank or globe bank by like 15, and that's all she had?
That's all she had after 10 years. And so they decide, well, we need to pay this. So then they're like thinking they're going to run away at first, but then Betty was not getting up fast enough. Mrs. Wilson was like, oh, we could have made a run for it. And the girls were like, literally, really, we were out, like, the door.
Yeah, she was barely getting her bag by the time that they were out.
I know. I thought that was so cute. But yeah, so they decide, okay, well, there's a slot machine right here. We're going to use the quarters, and hopefully we'll win something big to be able to pay back the, you know, the cashier. So they put all the quarters in. Nothing happens. But then what happens?
Luckily, there's a quarter under.
Taped the under.
Lucky quarter.
And what happens?
They jackpot.
Jackpot. Yeah. They lined up the rows, and they were like swimming.
How much did they end up getting, though?
You know, it never said, but I mean,
they got enough to pay the gas.
They got enough to pay the gas. And I mean, they said we won the jackpot. So they, I'm thinking maybe 500 to 1,000. Yeah. Like something, you know, it was like a
good price. Not something like, well, $10,000 or something, you know.
I think it was something. I mean, it was a gas station. So I'm sure that it was like, whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like they probably got a few $100 or $1,000. And that was probably made their day. I mean, that would be pretty exciting.
That would.
So I love how they win. They're able to get to the room, finally. Mm-hmm. You know, Mrs. Wilson's really nervous. But Gabby's like, you got to go in. It's your dream. You know, hopefully you can rekindle with him. They open the door, and who's behind it?
Bernie.
Nope. At first, they open up the door.
Oh, it's Josh.
It's Josh, and he runs things again. Like, they were like, really, you got this room? Like, this is supposed to be the designated room.
I didn't see it as he ruined it.
Well, I mean,
because I felt like he was trying really hard to, I don't know, celebrate her birthday.
Yeah, I get that.
And especially after he went to her room and saw the note and everything, he wanted to go and surprise her and bring all the presents to her instead of, because he was feeling like she didn't want to celebrate it with him when it wasn't really that. It was more of the whole thing with her mom.
Right.
So I thought it was nice that he showed up.
I know. I thought it was nice that he showed up. I'm trying to get in the live chat here because Becca's not here, and she's usually the one that does this. Let's see what they got to say. Okay, so Billie Jean Girl 24 says, I love seeing Betty White in this episode. She's freaking amazing. Totally agree.
Agree.
Emmanuel Garcia, what's up? Says they both love each other, and I wish they would admit it to each other. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Same
oh my
here.
Gosh. Did you see? He almost said he loved her.
I know. To Elliot.
Yeah, because
he was like,
yeah, he was like, I can't lose this girl. I, you know, and then like he, yeah,
my personal
chef. Something a personal chef. And I was like, he almost said, I love you.
I
was like, oh my God.
I know. That was
finally
really cute.
He's like trying, like he, it's like he wants to admit it, but it's like he can't yet.
Right. He can't yet, but it's coming, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it has to. I mean,
know. They
you
have
can't
to be
just
together.
build this up and then not give it to us.
Yeah.
You know?
And they were kind of acting like a couple. I mean, he was trying to throw all these surprise things for her.
Exactly.
And then the ending too, which we'll get to. But.
Yes. But let's go ahead and get to that before we get to our good friend, What's his name? Bernie. Okay, right. I love how they thought he was Bernie Sanders, though.
I love that, too.
She's like, I'd love to run my finger through his hair. And I'm like, oh.
And then how they incorporated, like, feeling the burn, because I was like, oh, his campaign's like, gosh. Feel the burn.
I
was
I
like,
guess I'm not going to get to feel the burn after all. I was like, Betty. But okay, so we'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. Bernie does show up, and they're like, we want space, like, everyone else, get out.
Yeah.
So everyone goes except for Josh and Gabby, and they're looking out the window, and he's like, I brought you here to this room because in this room you can see Venice, you can see New York, and Paris.
That was my favorite part of the episode.
I know, because like, because with Vegas you have the little tiny, you know, Eiffel Tower, yeah. You have like some, I mean, it's kind of like Venice in ways, and then it also with the
New York
and like the Eiffel Tower and all that kind of stuff. So I thought it was so sweet that he thought of that and was like, really went all out to try to do it, and
yeah.
I don't know, I thought that was very sweet, and I love how, you know, we finally got that cute moment between Bernie and Mrs. Wilson, and they seem to get their little romantic ending, and they got to meet back up, and they so cute.
I love how he also was like, when Gabby opened the door, oh my gosh, you look fantastic. And then he was like, after she was like, I couldn't handle her. And I was like,
oh. I couldn't handle her anyways. I'm like, oh. Bernie.
Bernie.
Bernie and Mrs. Wilson were absolutely goals. So cute.
Couple goals.
But yeah, so let's go ahead and get into Elliot and Yolanda's storyline, because that was hilarious. We have Elliot and Yolanda wanting Gabby's gifts because Josh is like, we're going to have to give him back. And their mentality is, no, let's give them to her. And then when she's not looking, we'll take them. And she'll never realize that they were gone because she's so upset. Everything will be fine. So, you know, Yolanda wants these boots that are, like, almost her size.
Mm-hmm.
And Elliot wants this unisex tote bag that's not unisex.
It's like bright purple.
It was, like,
or
bright
blue.
Blue or bright baby blue or something like that. But I just love how he was, like, so confident with it. He's like, oh, my gosh, my tote. And every time they'd be like, are you sure? He'd be like, totes.
I love cute. How sneaky they are.
I know, they're always conniving, getting into something, into some trouble, but they work together so well, but at the same time they hate each other.
I know. It's, and they like make fun of each other, like they throw comments at each other, but they're so funny together.
I know. And then whenever they went to Gabby's house to see if she was there, you know, Yolanda was already in the boots and Elliot was walking in with the tote bag. And finally, whenever they fly out and they decide, okay, you know what, let's leave, you know, Mrs. Wilson and Bernie alone. They were like, all right, well, how about this? In 95 years, when we turn 95, if we're still around, we'll meet up here and kill each other.
That was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
That's something that they would do, though.
Definitely.
Like, I see that happening if they end up not
being single. That would be the best show ever. Like, to watch, like, Elliot and Yolanda, like, at 95 years old, try to, like, still... with the comebacks and everything. That would be so funny.
Oh my god, that'd be a funny episode.
That they, would like, be.
Skipped time.
And you're like, hey, Yolanda. That would be great.
That would be.
Oh my gosh. But okay, so at the end, that was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So Sophia's just trying to enjoy her pancakes. Yolanda stumbles in after a drunken night out on the town. And she is flipping through photos of them, her and Elliot, at different hotels, gambling. And all of a sudden, them at a wedding chapel. All of a sudden, of them slipping rings on each other's finger. And all of a sudden, of them...
Who knows what?
Who knows what? They might have been, you know, kissing on their... You know, it might have been a photo of them kissing. Or it might have been a photo of them consummating their marriage. We don't know. I was like...
That was the most surprising. Me and Dakota were like... like, what is going on? You know? Like, the whole time. I was like, are they gonna, like... Are they for real or not? That was so funny.
I know, because Elliot is married to Alan. Like,
he's
married to Alan, and now he's married to Yolanda. And I'm sure it's going to be one of those things that they try to, like, not talk about very much. And they're like, oh, we're married, but don't talk about it type of thing. But
do you think it'll go on for the next episode?
I mean, I feel like they can't just not talk about it. I feel like they'd at least have to kind of clear it up in one more episode. Or, like, they file for divorce or something really funny. And, like, you know, Yolanda tries to leave with half or something. Like, that would be a funny episode. That would be super funny. But I would love that. But I love how Elliot comes skipping in, you know, and he's got his, like, veil on. And he's, I guess,
he has no idea what's going on.
I just want to see the photos.
I do, too.
I just want to see the receipts. You know, send them our way. After Buzz TV. I thought that was great. But that was a great ending to the episode. And I really hope that we get to see more of that and, like, what went on behind the scenes.
That would be funny.
But let's get into some predictions.
Mm. Your After Buzz TV predictions.
You go first.
Okay, well, my prediction is that that will happen and that they are going to somehow have to file for divorce. And Alan's going to find out and get really mad. Because I know that he's been seen around set maybe a few times, so I hope that he's in the episode. I know that he's going to be in the finale of this season, I think. Yeah. But I'm hoping to see him, and he's like, wait, why are you sneaking around to try to get a divorce? Oh my gosh, are you divorcing me? See the divorce papers?
That,
And then be like, oh my gosh, oh, you're married to Yolanda? That's even worse. Like, what is going on? And then, you know, Yolanda tries to leave with Hap or something. Oh my gosh, that's a really good episode concept.
That really is.
That would be really cool. What about you?
My prediction.
That's like the only time I've ever had a really good prediction in my life. Like, to be honest.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one to follow. Thanks, Dakota.
I know.
Putting me on the spot right here. I don't know. I want to see something with Josh and Gabby. Like, I know I say this every week, but I want them to be together already. So I want them to be a couple. Mm-hmm. I want the punch card to be gone. And I want them to be together.
You want the punch card?
By the next episode.
By the next episode? Okay, but what I want to see is them use their last punch and then have a meaningful moment where they're like, we've been doing this, you know, for maybe sex, but we've used our last punch. Like, I want to actually be with you.
Huh? Dakota, you're coming up with all of these great things.
I expect 20%. No, I'm kidding. But I think that'd be cool too.
That would be cool too, yeah.
Yeah.
But by next episode.
Or you know what? Let's give them one more episode because we've only got two more episodes until the mid-season finale.
So maybe that'll be the mid-season.
Let's give them two more episodes. Mm. We'll be patient. Mm. We're patient here at AfterBuzz.
Yeah, we are.
We can wait. We've waited for how many seasons? Five? Like, we can wait a little bit longer. I just hope that they don't get together and then they're, you know, by the next episode, they're already broken up.
I want them to actually be a couple for a little while, you know, kind of like test out for real this time, like their relationship, not just, oh, have an argument and then, oh, it doesn't work out anymore. I kind of want them to be a little bit more serious.
Definitely. So. I think we've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Let's just get, you know, we don't even need to see the next episode. But I always do this. I always want to congratulate the writers for such an amazing episode. Every week, you guys deliver great lines. Diana said that sometimes in the writers' room, they'll watch our after show to see what we like. And that made my entire day. I was like, that is a crazy awesome because we were such big fans of what they do.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys for giving us a show that we love so much, that we watch all the time. And that we're just so passionate about to like even do an after show here.
And also for supporting our show too, you know? And giving us feedback.
Definitely. And I love the fact that, you know, while we were there, everyone just came up and hugged us and said thank you. And everyone is so kind and, like, so genuine. And everyone in that set just made us feel so loved and appreciated. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And
I love it.
Very thankful for you guys. Thanks for giving us an amazing show to recap. Really quickly here in the chat, we'll give some more shout-outs. Let's see. Okay, Billie Jean Girl says, I loved all of Betty White's lines. They were so funny. Definitely. It was funny that Yolanda and Ellie got so drunk and got married in Vegas. It reminded me of the episode in Friends when Ross and Rachel got married. I definitely agree.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
In Caesar's Palace where like they woke up next to each other and they're like,
oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to go rewatch that now.
Could you imagine? I would die to see Elliot and Yolanda in bed together like a night out. Oh gosh, that'd be great. And then Manuel says, I want this to come back, but they'll probably use the excuse of what stays in Vegas. Probably.
Oh, I
could see that, Emmanuel. Oh, definitely. Well, you guys, thank you so much for recapping with us. This has been so much fun.
I
absolutely love this show. Love you.
Love you, too.
Where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me everywhere at KarinaXBRGS.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones and my new talk show on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk Network titled Millennial Hollywood. On Friday at 10 a.m., I am releasing the episode where I talk to a casting director about what it's like, you know, choosing people to be on shows and what happens after the actor leaves and whenever the decision-making is time to happen. So it was really cool.
Can't wait
for you guys to see that. But we love you guys. Stay young and stay hungry.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.